We'd like to wish you a very happy birthday from me to you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You know, the beginning of that song, it sounded awfully familiar.
Yes, we're ripping it off.
Okay, I just want to make sure if we're ripping it off from somebody, we need to acknowledge.
There was no copyright on that one, so we can rip it off.
Okay.
So there you go.
Hey. I don't want to step any toes. Just letting you know, Big Fatty, it wasn't my idea. It was Ed's.
It was Gary decided.
It was Gary's. So
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Mm-hmm. It sounded awfully familiar.
Yes, we're ripping it off.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2107 of the BFO for the 19th of February 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're gonna catch up on voice letters and so-so questions, yes? Hello, speeder uppers. Betty, you needed to speed it up. You about ran out of your music. That's true, I did. Yes, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, looking forward to this for right. Just going to be a quiet for right. Weekend here in the villa. And we'll just see how it all plays out this weekend. It'd be lovely if we had a gentleman called. Big Fatty, maybe we could put out some calls for gentleman call. Well, that would just be lovely. Well, I am on the dating sites to see if we can get a few things arranged. What do you think of that, squeaky gentleman caller? Okay, all right. There are no promises yet. Okay. Oh yes. It's been a. I'm just gonna kind of catch up today. Big Betty, is that with Joe and Mike? No, but it could be since they didn't bother to do a little show this week. Oh, okay, very important. Tuesday and Hump Day this week. Y'all, it had a big event, big 2-day event in the coal mine that kept Larry Cly and old Veda and me kind of feet and busy, you know, kind of out of the ordinary kind of thing. But it was a good event. Came off really well, and it's now behind us. Betty, that's too bad. Nothing good can be behind you. Well, anyway, it won't be good for long. That's correct. It seems like there was something else I was going to tell you about. Oh, y'all, while I was recording yesterday's little show, y'all, you know, I had, you know, when this time last week, I went and I was trying to buy something on the Kohl's with the 30% coupon. Well, y'all, what I bought was a couple of chairs and a little table to match my glider out on the front porch of the villa here. And y'all, they were delivered. They were delivered in the middle of yesterday's little show. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The box was so heavy. I pretty much couldn't get it in the damn front door. I struggled with it for about 5 minutes trying to get it in the front door. And then on a hump day night, y'all, during the Survivor, y'all, did you watch the new Survivor? It debuted on Wednesday night. And, so y'all, as I was watching that, I put my chairs and my little table, together. And during the commercial break, I went and, sat them out on the villa, porch, and y'all, they look just lovely sitting out there. So, I couldn't be more happy. Patty. And so had that happen this week. And y'all, because I earned $40 in cold Kohl's cash, y'all, I ordered me some new walking shoes to walk around the Fat Acres here. And y'all, they'll be delivered sometime next week. Yes, because it just gets more. This is just so exciting. I feel like Granny. I may have to run to a public toilet in a parking garage. Betty, that's vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all now, I was in the coal mine this morning, and old Veda on Thursday said, oh, today is Logan's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, I didn't have Logan on my mock and calendar. So, Logan, yo, he's out there in the San Francisco area. So nice to have you twice. And, y'all, Logan's as sweet and as good-looking as they come. And so, Logan, a belated celebration of exiting the birth canal to you. But, y'all, today, the 19th of February, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. In fact, we've got one today and one on Sunday also. Both of them, yes, Big Betty, they're both very, very special. Y'all, today's is the daddy of hashtag Lexi. Oh, Big Betty, we love hashtag Lexi. Y'all, it is that Timmy Sam. Big Betty, we love Timmy Sam. And then on Sunday, y'all, he is just as special as they come. Y'all, he's a world traveler, always on the go. He's, like I said, a world traveler. Y'all, it's Mr. 1234 himself. Y'all, it's that Michael Sage. Big Betty, we love Michael Sage. And, y'all, I don't have any idea, where he is for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, then another special day on Saturday. It's Paul. It's Paul and Warren's anniversary. Big Betty, lovely. And, y'all, if you happen to see Timmy Sims or Logan or Paul or Michael Sage on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all wish them a happy anniversary or celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope that they all have a lovely day and that their days are, well, I hope Logan's day is filled with vulgarness. And I hope that Timmy Sims is filled with Lexi Licks. And I hope Archer's gets a white sheet cake and a crispy tilapia. And I hope Michael Sage gets a 1, 2, 3, 4. And everybody gets some cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. Jimmy Bear. Hey, do you know how they make holy water?
No!
They boil the hell out of it. Have a good day.
Dear Gussie B, that was a good one. Y'all, that, of course, is Jimmy Bear. And Jimmy Bear... thank you so much for our Friday kerfuffle. And, hey, that was a good one. And, y'all, Jimmy Bear's been down in the Flow Ride, down in the, at the Worthington, down in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, Big Betty, he's been going to those vulgar places that you like to go. It's true. And Jimmy Bear, I hope you remembered to tell Baya at the Ramrod that Big Fatty said...
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Gavin calling. Just wanted to say congratulations to Brian and Dan Barry and his husband, Drum Major Kev, for being first man and first lady, I guess, number one fan of the BFO. And I want to thank you for choosing me as your number two. And I promise to, since they have adopted a child, I'm going to guarantee that I will help them out in their duties. Okay. I do not change diapers. And by changing diapers, I'm talking about Granny. But thank you for choosing me as your number two fan, and congratulations, Brian and Danbury.
Oh, y'all, that of course is Gavin. You know, he's the number two fan of the BFO for 22nd. Big Fatty, I'm not sure he meant that as a joke about changing Granny's diaper. Oh, you think he was serious? Yeah. Big Fatty, have you been around Granny when he has that morning explosion in the toilet? I mean, sometimes he just doesn't make it, and it won't be long before, if he's not in the diapers yet, it won't be long. I thought that was a kinky thing. He like, no, Big Fatty, it is. He wears those so his pants don't turn brown. Big Fatty, Mulligan.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Yes, that'll
thank
be,
you for
oh,
calling.
Thank you for calling. And y'all, that of course is Digga. Digga. And Digga, thank you once again for that very special 1, 2, 3, 4. That was the 1, 2, 3, 4 for Michael Sage during the little show. Big Fatty. Thanks for that totally original bumper that you did. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fatty. It's Turnipad. Got a question for you. So the frozen dinners now are microwavable, and it's safe to put them in the oven, and they come in some sort of dish that looks kind of like it's paper, but what is it really so that it doesn't melt in the oven and doesn't blow up in the microwave? If you could tell me that, that'd be great. Cheers. Thanks.
Oh, cheers to you, old turnip head. Big Fatty's not that old. No, I meant as in ye old turnip head. Oh, ye old turnip head. Y'all, that of course is the turnip head from up there in the northern Mexico. And first of all, turnip head, lovely to hear your voice. And this is indeed, this rises to a Miss Bacon level of so-so question. And I am no expert on casual cooking in the Amano radar range. No, Big Fatty. But I believe some of these things are made out of cone. But I don't know that for sure. In the regular oven, you're right. It would, if it was paper, it would combust. Big Fatty, kind of like Granny's colon, true. And if it was metal, you couldn't put it in the microwave. And if it was plastic, it couldn't go in there because it'd melt in the regular oven. So I think it's either cone or it's cow coils.
Hello, Big Fatty. Hello, Miss Pool McNoodle. Hello, Squeaky Kitty. Hello, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. It's me, Ed Chan, calling from Singapore, Mexico, with my so-so question, or mediocre question, or whatever classification you want to make it. Big Fatty, Miss Pool McDoodle, do y'all have a habit of drinking tea or coffee out of a mug with no lid at home? I tend to ask because I'm just curious. It's a safety thing that I used to do at work. And yeah, it just bugged me all of a sudden and I needed to ask y'all. All right, that's it. Bye.
Oh, y'all, that of course is that Ed Chan. He's on y'all. He is dirty. He posts some of the big head. It's just vulgar. The vulgar is during that Stick It With a Poke little show, which comes on Saturday nights over there at the Pride 48 at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Standard Time. Y'all, if you hadn't listened to that live, come on to the chat room Saturday night. First of all, Ed, lovely to hear your voice. It has truly been a month of Sundays since we've heard from you. And, you know, this is this appears to be a so-so question, and it's clearly has to do with health and safety, I'm delighted that this is on your mind. I have a very simple answer to you. The answer is no. We do not drink from a mug. No, Big Fatty, with a lid on it. Big Fatty, I've told you to put a lid on it. Well, but I don't think you meant my coffee. No, not your coffee. Just put a lid on it. I got a new Yeti. It's a Yeti. Big Fatty, is that like a big foot? What? Something like that. A Yeti mug for grandma from my brother and sister-in-law, and it has a little plastic lid on it. But Ed, I'm gonna tell you something. It keeps it so damn hot that if I put the lid on it, I would scald the inside of my mouth because it does such a good job of keeping the heat in. Yes, Big Fatty. So don't put a lid on the coffee, but put a lid on everything else. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I just wanted to close out the week, catch you up on a couple of little things. You know, that Moose P sent me an e-letter. You know, Miss Bacon had asked a social question about what was the name of the guy from the Monopoly game. That wore the top hat and all. And y'all, I couldn't remember exactly what his name was, but that Moose P sent me a message, and it says that his name is Rich Uncle Pennybags. Big Betty, you were close. You said Pennywise and Uncle Moneybags. And so, y'all, I'm pretty pleased with that. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to catch up on. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Looks like it's going to be a nice one here in Charleston. It's going to be in the 70s and only going down into the 50s at night. So, y'all, I believe that we are getting close to having spring sprung. Be-hatty. And, y'all, it won't be long before the daylight saving time is here. Big Betty, you hate that. It's true, I do. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It's all about meh. It's all about meh. And Mark and Ed, since you've stolen the birthday song, how about the hamming it up with Big Fatty? You gonna do that too?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded awfully familiar.
Yes, we're ripping it off.
Oh, Big Fatty, now you can steal that from the Vons and everybody rips you off.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.